Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting U.S. warplanes have bombed an Islamic State training camp in western Libya. The strike early Friday destroyed a building in the town of Sabratha, west of Tripoli, in a region where the extremist group is known to operate. At a Pentagon news briefing, spokesman Peter Cook said the airstrike targeted senior figure Nourdine Houchan, a Tunisian national and ISIS operative known as Sabir.
This is not the first time we've taken direct action in Libya or against other high-value ISIL targets, and it may not be the last. We will continue to target ISIL and its infrastructure wherever it exists, and when opportunities such as this emerge, we will exploit them.
Cook said the airstrike was a clear demonstration of the U.S. military's commitment to go after Islamic State militants wherever they emerge and prevent them from establishing new safe havens. Local officials say at least 40 people were killed. News reports say that more than 30 Islamic State recruits were among the dead. The U.S. Justice Department is asking a judge to immediately order Apple to comply with a court order to unlock the iPhone used by one of the shooters in last year's deadly San Bernardino attack. In the motion filed Friday, prosecutors offered a sharp response to the public statement by Apple CEO Tim Cook, who said the firm would challenge the court order to protect his customers' privacy. According to prosecutors, rather than assist the effort to fully investigate a deadly terrorist attack, Apple has responded by publicly repudiating that order. Apple argues the software the FBI is seeking would effectively act as a so-called backdoor that could be used to weaken the iPhone's security measures. This is VOA News. The World Food Program says an operation to airdrop critical relief supplies into Deir ez-Zor, the eastern Syrian city under the control of the Islamic State, is still in the planning stage. But as Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UN agency says it hopes to start the operation next week.
WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says the airdrop operation aims to reach up to 200,000 people who are being denied food, medicine, and other vital supplies by Islamic State. She says the militant group will not allow humanitarian aid into the city.
This will be a high-altitude operation, where we would be dropping off life-saving aid supplies with parachutes. We would be using a plane that is especially equipped for this kind of high-altitude operation. We would be working with flight crews that are highly experienced.
Lucia says the operation will use a WFP-registered company that has experience with airdrops in dangerous places such as South Sudan and knows how to maneuver safely. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Obama and the First Lady paid their last respects to Supreme Court Justice the late Antonin Scalia, whose body is lying in repose in the Supreme Court's Great Hall. The Obamas paused at Scalia's flag-draped coffin and stood before a portrait of the conservative justice before leaving the court building Friday afternoon. Earlier, after a brief private ceremony attended by family members and the other eight justices, mourners filed past Scalia's casket. Larry Cirinano was one of them.
Oh, Justice Scalia's legacy, I think, as someone who would have jibs and jabs with Justice Ginsburg back and forth. He's just a jovial, fun person to be with, a bright intellect, certainly a leader on the court.
Scalia, who was appointed to the Supreme Court by Republican President Ronald Reagan in 1986, died last Saturday at a hunting resort in Texas. He was 79. Harper Lee, the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book To Kill a Mockingbird, died Friday at age 89 in her hometown of Monroeville, Alabama. A statement from Lee's attorney said the author had passed away early this morning in her sleep and that her death was unexpected. Lee won the Pulitzer Prize for her first novel about racial injustice in a small southern town. Her second book, Go Set a Watchman, was published last year. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrial Average down, but the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq higher. European and Asian markets ended trading on Friday lower. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.